ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 8 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 22 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 22 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 9 ಕಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಾನೇನ ಜಹಾತಿ ಯೋಂತತಃ ಕಿಂ ರಿಕ್ತಹಾರೈ ಸ್ವಜನಾಖ್ಯದಸ್ಯುಭಿ ಕಿಂ ಜಾಯಯಾ ಸಂಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಹೇತುಭೂತಯಾ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಗೇಹೈ ಕಿಂ ಇಹಾಯುಷೋ ವ್ಯಯಃ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarayinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: what is the use of the material body which automatically leaves its owner at the end of life? And what is the use of all one's family members who are actually plunderers, taking away money that is useful for the service of the Lord in spiritual opulence? What is the use of a wife? She is only the source of increasing material conditions. And what is the use of family, home, country and community? Attachment for them merely wastes the valuable energy of one's lifetime. Purport: the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna advises, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up all other varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. The common man does not appreciate such a statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he thinks that during his lifetime, his family, society, country, body and relatives are everything. Why should one give up any one of them and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But from the behavior of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, we understand that surrendering to the Lord is the right action for an intelligent person. Prahlad Maharaj took shelter of Vishnu against the will of his father. Similarly, Bali Maharaj took shelter of Vamadev against the shelter of his spirit, against the will of his spiritual master Shukracharya and all the leading demons. People may be surprised that devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj could seek shelter of the side of the enemy, giving up the natural affinity for family, hearth and home. In this connection, Bali Maharaj explains that the body, which is the center of all material activities, is also a foreign element. Even though we want to keep the body fit and helpful to our activities, the body cannot continue eternally. Although I am the soul, which is eternal, after using the body for some time, I have to accept another body. Tatha dehantara praptihi. According to the laws of nature, unless I render some service with the body for advancement in devotional service, one should not use the body for any other purpose. One must know that if he uses the body for any other purpose, he is simply wasting time. For as soon as the time is ripe, the soul will automatically leave the body. We are very interested in society, friendship and love. But what are they? Those in the garb of friends and relatives merely plunder the hard-earned money of the bewildered soul. Everyone is affectionate towards his wife and is attached to her. But what is this wife? The wife is called stree, which means one who expands the material condition. If a person lives without a wife, his material conditions are less extensive. As soon as one marries and is connected with a wife, his material necessities increase. Pumsa striya mithunu bhavam etam tayor mito hridaya gantim ahu. Ato griha kshetra sutata vittar janasya moho yam aham mameti. The attraction between female and male is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 8. Human life is meant for self-realization, not for increasing unwanted things. Actually, a wife increases unwanted things. One's lifetime, one's home and everything one has, if not properly used in the service of the Lord, are all sources of material conditions of perpetual suffering under the threefold miseries. adhyatmika, adibhautika and adidaivika. Unfortunately, there is no institution in human society for education on this subject. People are kept in darkness about the goal of life, and thus there is a continuous struggle for existence. We speak of survival of the fittest, but no one survives, for no one is free under material conditions. I would like to begin by begging the mercy and the blessings of all the exalted Vaishnavas present in this assembly today. So here we are reading about what Bali Maharaj has to say. But all these things which Bali Maharaj is saying, we also have to understand the context in which Bali Maharaj is speaking. What is the situation? At what juncture of life he is speaking these words? So, Bali Maharaj, the supreme ruler of all the three worlds, and he is performing a sacrifice, and Lord Vishnu himself comes there as a small dwarf Brahmin boy, Vamadev, and he comes there to beg for charity. At every stage, Bali Maharaj is forewarned. He is told by his so-called preceptors, so-called friends, family members, community members, relatives, that this particular individual who has come here as a humble, very simple Brahmana boy, begging for charity from you, is none other than your arch enemy Vishnu, and he is going to take away everything. So Bali Maharaj knows it very well. Prabhupada also points it out very clearly in the purport. And in spite of all this knowledge, still Bali Maharaj goes ahead and promises Vamandev whatever he desires. Ask for whatever you want and he promises, I will give it to you. And Bali Maharaj asks for 3 paces of land. Even at that point, Shukracharya tells him, don't go ahead and promise this, because you don't know who this is and he will take away everything that you possess. And actually that comes to pass. Within 2 steps, Vamandev covers everything that Bali Maharaj has, he owns, whatever he owns, everything is covered within 2 steps. And then Vamandev asks, now where should I put my 3rd step? Now you don't, there is nothing here which you own now, which you can call yours. So now where do I put my 3rd step? And at that moment, Bali Maharaj, he displays that supreme humility and the love and the surrender, Atmanivedanam. He displays the perfection of that mood and he says, you place your foot on my head. Now all this has come to pass, and yet after this, Bali Maharaj is further, has to undergo so much tribulation in the form of being arrested. He is arrested and so many things happen. But throughout all this, the mood that Bali Maharaj displays, and we see here in this verse, Bali Maharaj is talking about the material body and the other things which are arising out of this material body. So we have to understand basically that even outside, means Bali Maharaj is talking about the futility. Many times in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find where it is explained about the, in the fifth canto, forest of material enjoyment, the futility of enjoying, trying to enjoy this material world. And again in the fifth canto, when Rishabhdev instructs his sons, the futility of trying to enjoy this material world. This theme comes up again and again and again and again in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not just restricted to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, when I read this verse, I was reminded, long, means a very, very, very old memory of mine was dredged up when I read this verse, especially when I read the translation. A memory of a very popular song which we used to hear during our college times. Very popular song. But people would just hear it and forget it. It just goes to show that even mundane poets and writers, if we just take it objectively, their thoughts are also so much matching with Srimad Bhagavatam. The statements explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Means one might be, he might falsely think that, see, so much similarity for Srimad Bhagavatam, so maybe I should read this. It's not like that. I'll just explain in brief. So this particular couplet, means it's a long thing, just few lines which match. So he says, this particular poet, he says, Saas tootte hi sab rishte toot jayenge, baap, ma, behen, biwi, bacche chhoot jayenge. Tere jitne hai bhai, vakt ka chalan denge, chheen kar teri daulat do hi gaz kafan denge. जिनको अपना कहता है कब ये तेरे साथी है कब्र ही तेरी मंजिल और ये बराती है. सो दीज थ्री लाइन्स आई वॉज रिमाइंडेड दैट दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम एंड दिस पर्टिकुलर सॉन्ग विच मीन्स मोर देन 15 ईयर्स अगो इट हैड मोर देन 15-20 ईयर्स अगो बट इट हैड सो मच सिमिलैरिटीज बट द प्रॉब्लम वॉज दैट दिस पर्टिकुलर ऑथर और दिस मुंडेन राइटर्स they are only describing the problem. They are just describing this is the problem, but they don't have any solution for it. At most what that person says is that you should beg forgiveness for whatever sins you have performed. That is just like on a number line you have just a negative section of the number line. So you just understand the negative, so you nullify the negatives, come to the zero, that's it. There is no idea, there is no understanding of something beyond the zero, something beyond it. And that is the greatest plus point. I won't say the plus point, but that is the thing which all Vedic scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, hits upon. Like Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface, one of the initial lines that the Samam Bonam, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the Samam Bonam. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing, but something along to this effect. So this aspect of the Srimad Bhagavatam, not just showing the frailties, the futilities of trying to enjoying in this material world, but the beyond that, okay, so how to reduce it, how to nullify it, and then go beyond it. Like in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam again, Srila Prabhupada writes a very brilliant purport in the 10th chapter when Krishna is leaving for Dwarka. One of the verses he writes a very, very brilliant purport. And when I was just preparing for this class, suddenly somehow one devotee started reading this. Keshav Chandra Prabhu started reading this purport. I don't know what inspired him or how it happened, and suddenly the whole thing just lit up. Such a brilliant purport Prabhupada writes. In fact, the very first line Prabhupada writes is, the living being's constitutional position is one of serving a superior. Like in the second day of Bhagavad Gita course, when we talk about, does God exist? The very first criteria which we say for the existence of God is that for every urge in nature, there is a fulfillment. Urge to, you have thirst, there is fulfillment in form of water. You have hunger, there is fulfillment in form of food. So, similarly, every individual living entity has this urge to serve, to adore, to look up to. And this particular urge is misdirected because of lack of spiritual training, which is offered to us by, in the medium of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the medium of Bhagavad Gita. Because of lack of spiritual training, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, long, long ago, he had done a series of lectures called Parivartan. Parivartan series of lectures. In one of these series, he had mentioned that because of lack of spiritual training only, that living entities who have this urge to serve, or whose constitutional position is to serve a superior, this urge is misdirected towards certain other living entities, like today's idols. You have film stars, you have sports stars, and you have so many other people who are being idol worship, who are being idolized. So, what is the level of idolized? Why are they being idolized? Because their achievements, their activities, and their glories, and their paraphernalia, their people who are around them, every information about them is being made known, is being publicized through tabloids, through film magazines, so many other things, every aspect, and people hungrily just devour all that information. So the problem is, because of lack of spiritual training, there is no knowledge, and that is the prime objective of all the pure devotees of the Lord, that they are constantly singing the glories, the name, fame, pastimes of the Lord. They are singing and trying to broadcast it everywhere. And why? By broadcasting these pastimes, the name, fame of the Lord, the living entities, the conditioned living entities, can take advantage and can increase their knowledge. It is because of lack of knowledge. How does some person become a superstar? Or somebody falls from grace, like in the recent past, a very famous sports star badly fell from grace. Why? Because all the tabloids were talking about all his activities in terms of extramarital sex and so many other things. He was completely pulled down from his pedestal, straight down. So, this information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is available. And Prabhupada writes very beautiful purport here. He says, the living being's constitutional position is one of serving a superior. He is obliged to serve by force the dictates of illusory material energy in different phases of sense gratification. He is forced to serve. And in serving the senses, he is never tired. Even though he may be tired, the illusory energy perpetually forces him to still do so without being satisfied. So even if physically he is tired, but still he has to engage in sense gratification, because the illusory energy does not allow him to be satisfied with whatever little he has got. There is no end to such sense gratificatory business, and the conditioned souls become entangled in such servitude without hope of release. The release is only effected by association with pure devotees. Very, the crux of the whole matter. The release is only effected by association with pure devotees. By such association, one is gradually promoted to his transcendental consciousness. Thus, he can know that his eternal position is to render service unto the Lord. So, just as a conditioned living entity becomes attracted towards the activities of a certain particular film personality, or a sports personality, by hearing about his or her glories, his or her exploits, the activities that they perform, what are their day-to-day activities, what are they do by reading it from the tabloid. Similarly, by associating with a pure devotee of the Lord, by constantly hearing about the Lord, getting more and more information of the Lord, that is the basic crux of the problem. There is not sufficient information available about the Lord. So therefore, it is the association of a pure devotee which gradually promotes a conditioned living entity to his transcendental consciousness. By associating with pure devotees and by hearing them submissively, attachment for material enjoyment becomes slackened and attraction for hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord become prominent. Once they are, they will go on progressively without stoppage like fire in gunpowder. It is said that Hari, the personality of Godhead, is so transcendentally attractive that even those who are self-satisfied by self-realization and are factually liberated from all material bondage also become devotees of the Lord. Under these circumstances, it is easily understood what must have been the position of the Pandavas, who were constant companions of the Lord. They could not think of even separation from Sri Krishna, since the attraction was more intense for them because of continuous personal association. Even beyond this, if you see, there is such detailed information which our Acharyas have given. Prahlad Maharaj himself gives. If you want to serve the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj himself has given us 9 different processes. So much detailed information. So people, even though externally they might exhibit certain sort of detachment or sort of indifference to this world, or they might think that this is such a bad place, so much suffering, nobody cares for you, but that's all. They are only at the negative aspect. Beyond that, the positive aspect, which Srimad Bhagavatam talks about, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And more than that, beyond that, the Acharyas have given us so many different ways of engaging in the service of the Lord. Sharvanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. And this Atma Nivedanam is being perfected by Bali Maharaj in this particular verse here. You can see that he has perfected this process of Atma Nivedanam, completely surrender, complete surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. And here he is so, blissful here, and he is talking such perfect words here. Even we see Srila Prabhupada, it's actually because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we have got this opportunity to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, to know about Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, I would have ever read Srimad Bhagavatam, very frank. So, it is just the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we have got this opportunity to hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam. And because of this association with Srila Prabhupada and his associates, his disciples, it is possible for conditioned living entities like myself to try and understand the positive aspects. The negative is quite obvious, especially in life, when life deals us certain hard blows, definitely it becomes quite obvious. But the positive aspect, without the association of the of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees in this particular movement which he has created, it would not have been possible for us to even understand. Like here Prabhupada mentions, Bali Maharaj took shelter of Vamandev against the will of his spiritual master. And Prahlad Maharaj took shelter of the Lord against the will of his father. So we see this even today. So many devotees, it's a very common thing. Very few devotees, their parents give them full blessings. Not only when they want to join full time, of course that is there, but even when some devotees, they just want to be part of the Hare Krishna movement. even as grihasthas, but still it is a very big challenge. Like the first example which came to my mind when I read this line, that Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj took shelter of Vishnu against the will of his father, I was reminded of His Grace Anandandavan Prabhu. Anandandavan Prabhu was telling just the other day, we were talking, and of all the struggles and so many things which he went through, because his father and his mother, they were very completely, his family members were absolutely against him coming to Hare Krishna movement. Of course, even when somebody wants to join, we have so many examples, when someone wants to join full time, it's always there. But even for someone, if he just wants to live a very good Krishna conscious life as a grahastha, I would like to emphasize the word grahastha. Not a graha medhi. These are two specifically separate terms. Grahastha and graha medhi. When you are talking about grahastha, then both the husband and the wife help each other to progress in spiritual life. That is a grahastha ashram. It is a proper bona fide ashram of the varnashram system. And both of them help each other to progress steadily in their own devotional life. So, this particular example of Anandandavan Prabhu, so much problems he faced initially in terms of his parents being completely against him joining, even attending, and even after that, even after he joined, and so many other things in terms of financial matters, and actually these particular words, you know, what is the use of all one's family members who are actually plunderers taking away money, literally, when you take His Grace Anandandavan Prabhu's case, literally, this is literal, plunderers taking away money. But still, his only faith and firm conviction in the words of Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam is such an exemplary example for all of us. Even for me, personally, is such a very glowing example of how a Vaishnava should be. Who is a Vaishnava? Pakka Vaishnava. So therefore, this particular verse, when Prabhupada is talking all these things, even if we actually, the other day, this line here, people may be surprised that devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj could seek shelter of the side of the enemy, giving up the natural affinity for family, hearth and home. In this connection, Bali Maharaj explains that the body, which is the center of all material activities, is also a foreign element. So sometimes, you know, we know, so to say, that we are not this body. But it's a very, very thin line. Like, just yesterday, during our class, His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu was saying that it is not that we have entered this body, but this body has entered us. This body has entered us. And we don't realize it, that this body is a foreign element. Even though we want to keep the body fit and helpful to our activities, the body cannot continue eternally. So therefore, we have to consider this great blessing, this great opportunity that has been, this door of opportunity that has been opened to us in the form of this information which is available in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the pastimes of the Lord. Even though this is a constant recurring theme about the futility of trying to enjoy in this material world, trying to enjoy on this material platform. But still, the higher purpose, the higher aspect of what is, how we can transcend this material platform and go to the spiritual realm has also been very, 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 that is like the bigger, the lion's share of the descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam is concerned with that. With describing the pastimes of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord with His devotees, His activities, His fame, everything is described in so much detail in the Srimad Bhagavatam that we have got, and we have got this access to it. So therefore, by sufficiently enriching ourselves, by sufficiently, immersing ourselves in this knowledge and this information, we can, first of all, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put it, janma sarthak kari, and then do paropkar. So therefore, we have to take this opportunity. Like even we read, like as I was saying, if we want to know who is the Lord, then we have to know all, every minute details about the Lord. Like if I know some one person, then I know that where he lives, what is it, what is his profession, or whether he is studying, what he is studying, which class he is studying. And so many, the more details you know, the more you actually know the person. The more detailed information you have about, when I ask you, when we ask ourselves, do you know this person? So, whether you know or do not know the person depends upon how much information you have about the person. So, even just every morning we chant the Jagannath Ashtakam. So, it is giving so much detailed information. Like, how Jagannath, Lord Jagannath is taking a stroll in the groves on the banks of the Yamuna. What is he doing? What is he wearing? He wears peacock feathers. On his hips he wears fine yellow silken cloth. From the corner of the eyes he bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And then where does he stay? On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace atop the brilliant golden Nilachal hill. He resides with his powerful brother and with his sister who sits between them. So much detailed information. Every line of this is filled. Similarly, every line in Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses full, is talking about the glories, the opulences of the Lord. And by immersing ourselves in this, we can fulfill the prophecy, the legacy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us through his devout servant, Srila Prabhupada. Through the medium of Srila Prabhupada, this legacy, this which we have got of Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropkar can be fulfilled. So we have to take this opportunity and try to first, as much as possible, like a sponge just sucks in whatever liquid it is placed in. Similarly, suck all this information and completely, just make ourselves fully flush with this so that we can also, like a touchstone, like Prabhupada says in this purport here from the first canto. In the release is only affected by association with pure devotees, and by such association one is gradually promoted to his transcendental consciousness, to the consciousness of the pure devotee. So we have to take this opportunity and fulfill this great legacy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed upon us, and try to do that by reading Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly. Take this opportunity to completely, thoroughly imbue ourselves with the glories, the names, the pastimes of the Lord, and try and spread them to the best of our capabilities. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।